heart and soul of a nation, beckons the call. The voice of our forefathers heard in the distance.
A house divided against itself cannot stand.
To reclaim our honor.
Our soul. The challenges of a generation call out. Future generations hang in the balance. We choose liberty. This is the voice of a nation.
The nation.
And now, Malcolm.
Well, I have all kinds of stories from California. And, first time I visited the Golden State, I was really in my 20s. I hadn't been there before then. And I remember being there. I was with family, was with my mom, in fact. I took her to California. And I recall, I stayed in the Santa Monica, Marina Del Rey, Los Angeles. We were up in the north, San Francisco, the wine country. I mean, you can't do California without seeing those beautiful, beautiful spots, right? And of course, the Pacific Coast Highway. And it really is a beautiful state. I mean, when you have geography on your side and you've got that sort of charisma, I mean, it's got everything, really. You think about it, from the north and the wine country all the way to the south, the southern part of the state. It's an amazing, really, piece of geography and a piece of American history. I would say that it is. But, when I was on that trip, I recall being in Union Square. It's a memory that's very vivid to me in San Francisco. And we visited the wharf and all that there. And I remember how unique Union Square was. And, oh, my God, talk about shopping people. Wow. And all of the different pieces there. And I'll share with you one little thing. I remember buying a pair of shoes on that trip, which were, sometimes when you're on holiday and you'll buy a something like you need, like a hole in the head. Well, that was that trip. And I remember buying that pair of shoes, which I won't even tell you the price, but it was four digits. And I remember the folks with me saying, "You are out of your flipping mind." And of course I was, but that's another story for another day. But I just love that Union Square and the people and the beauty, and San Francisco was quite unique. The entire state was very fascinating. And for a young kid who had never seen California before, it was a treat, I have to tell you. Well, I almost moved to California a couple of times, in fact. In fact, I had many offers to move out there. And I came close a couple of times and thinking it would be interesting. I don't know if the West Coast is ready for a Mr. Out Loud, but it would be fascinating for sure. Friends, when I see some of the news pictures today of California and Union Square and Los Angeles and Santa Monica and Marina Del Rey and San Diego and all of the cities in California, it's enough to make you vomit. Now, I can't recognize the place. It does not look like what I visited when I was in my 20s. I have no idea, and I'm not sure what they're really showing me. But the pictures, when you see the visuals of, the trash and the homeless and the sights and the people and the, I just, it's beyond one's imagination that we're talking about America's cities, that we're talking about an American state. We're talking something that's part of this country. And, when I start to think about our urban cities and our markets all over this country, I need to remind everybody that we're being gutted out from the inside out. These cities, and they're throughout the country. It's not just California, but like a lot of things that happen in California, it seems to radiate through the nation. And we're seeing that now in cities like Chicago and New York and Seattle and Portland and New Orleans, and it goes on and on and on and on. And what's going on with America's great cities is a question we have to ask ourselves. Why are they being decimated? Why are they being turned into garbage tanks with drugs and homelessness and sanctuary cities? And this isn't the majesty of America. What is this exactly? And whose vision is this? And why do we have that in this country? I mean, who are the sick people who are doing this? You have to begin to ask yourself. And then why would the residents even put up with it? I still can't get that through my mind. I got a lot of friends out there, and I still wonder, in a lot of these cities, and I wonder, why do they tolerate that? Like, don't they get after their representatives? Don't they clean it up somehow? Don't they change policy? Don't they fix the problem? None of that's happening, people. And they keep bringing on more and more, because when you look at the policies governing these great cities, the policies are destructive. They're far left policies, in fact. Some of the conversations that Governor Newsom comes out with, that he delivers to the people, it's almost like he's living on another planet somewhere. You can't make heads or tails out of this governor when he speaks what he's saying. And it's not just this governor. This has been coming on for a long time. These problems don't happen overnight, by the way. They happen over a period of time. They happen from neglect. They happen from dumb politicians who do dumb things. But why do we let them do that, I think, is where my biggest challenge is. Why do the people let the politicians destroy our cities with these reckless policies? I mean, you have multi-million dollar homes right there on the side of homeless tents. You've seen the pictures, the drugs and the needles and the food and the garbage and the human waste and the rodents and the animals all over the place. I mean, you would think you were absolutely in a third world country. You could not fathom to think that, I mean, if you took a snapshot of any of these places, you wouldn't think that's your country, that's America. How could you? You know? This is all avoidable. This is self-inflicted. All of this is sick. Because as this all decays and all of these cities rot in America, you know, all of our, it's the social fabric of our country is declining. Our morals, where are they? The morality. There's a lot of things that play into this, people. I mean, you know, these politicians, for whatever reason, want to have these sanctuary areas, the cities and the whole state, in fact, in California, as we understand it, is a sanctuary state. And I wonder, what the hell does that mean? Sanctuary for who? Sanctuary for criminals and drug dealers and illegals and who? Why don't you create a sanctuary for the residents who pay the taxes in that state? I mean, that's not that far of a stretch. That's not really a novel idea. That's basic math, people. That's where their focus should be. Create sanctuary for those residents, for Americans, for people who are working hard. You know, there are a lot of problems that are created in that those dilemmas in California. And again, that's an example we talk about today, but I just want to warn you that this conversation we're having right this moment is coming to a city near you. Just like the latest phase or the latest concept or the latest new idea you want, it's coming to a city near you. And you're seeing that all over the place. I mean, it really rattles the mind here to think how what's happening here, the self-inflicting pain we're bringing on to the country. And it's disgusting. I mean, when you take a holiday, you take a trip with your children or your family or your friends or your loved one, your significant other, and you visit these cities, I mean, why would you stay there? Why would you, you know, pay good money for a hotel and eat at those nice restaurants and frequent the tourist activities that are in the area? Why would you do that? I mean, if you're walking over homeless people and you're walking over trash and you're walking over drugs and the sights are horrific. And I think back, that can't be the same market. That can't be the same place I was visited when I was a kid. I mean, how they've screwed it up that bad in that short time? I think we have a problem on our hands, people. I think that the trashing and gutting out of our great cities is going to go down as one of the biggest pitfalls and dilemmas of this generation. And I'm afraid also that they will get to a point of no return. It's going to be real hard to bring these cities back once the damage continues on and the damage is done, as bad as it appears to be done. Now, I don't know how bad it's gone and how much hard pain has to happen to save them. I don't have the answer to that. I'm not quite sure. Maybe we'll find that answer today. I don't know what it would take, really. I think a good start would be to vote the clowns out of office that have created these policies would be a hell of a place to start, quite frankly. And those who differ in that opinion, well, you're a damn fool. I mean, if that's compassion to you, that's the definition of stupidity. That's not the definition of compassion. It's a definition of stupidity. And this problem is continuing to grow now because we are, you know, one of the pieces of this problem is the border. And because it's a border state, but this problem on the border doesn't only impact border states, by the way. It's impacting all the states because they're moving the people into the country. So you can be in the center part of this country and have all the same problems I'm speaking about right now and be impacted by the illegal alien trade, which then again, drugs. You have MS-13 and gangs and people who are beating people up and people who are doing crimes. And a lot of these people, they don't know any different. That's what they call home in their third world country. That is home to them. They have no idea. So for them to come here and then, you know, we look at the beauty or majesty of America. You know, we're just worried about picking up simple trash in the street so it stays pleasant, you know, as you might do. But now the cities are destroyed. And these people are just adding to it. I mean, that's one piece of it. That's not the only problem. And I don't want you to think this is really not a conversation today about immigration at all, because it's not that. That's a piece of this problem. I mean, listen, we have veteran homelessness. We have veteran problems and the homelessness to these people. There are a lot of pieces to this conversation we're talking about today that add to the plight of our great cities. And let me tell you, Los Angeles and San Francisco and San Diego and all of these cities, they're great cities. Or at least they were great cities. And it's really becoming just a shithole. In plain English, that's what it looks like. And when you see the news, you know what comes through my mind when I see that is I'm embarrassed. I'm actually embarrassed. And I see the news bulletins and I'm not, like, I don't feel proudful. And I think to myself, wow, I'm embarrassed. I'm sad for those people. I'm angry that it happens. But I'm also embarrassed for this country. I'm not proud. And I don't want to say to somebody here who's visiting from, oh, that's my country. Yeah, look at the television. Look at that. That's my country, dear. I love this place, man. Place is great. You know, that's not what comes to your mind, people. You want to run the other way. And yet, I wonder why they want these policies. And so how bad do the politically corrupt need power that they want to pull our great cities down? How bad do they want to rule, that they want to destroy the fabric of America? And so that's one problem I think we need to face, people. But I think the other problem is that I can't wrap my head around is why we the people let them do it. I cannot for the life of me understand that. I don't have an answer for that. Because if I was a resident in any of those cities, I would stand up and be counted. I would get into that office, the mayor's office, and the representative and the Senate of that state. I would raise hell with them. I mean, that's what you have to do. You've got to get in their face. You've got to have change or you've got to vote them out. But where are we, the people? And I think this program today, as far as I'm concerned, I don't really blame the politicians. I don't think they can help themselves, quite frankly. I think they are the fools that they are. I call them dumb politicians. They're in search of power, greed, and corrupt. But I'll tell you who I blame is we the people. It's you out there who allow them to do this to these great cities. And that is sad. And if there's a piece of the populace that enjoys that, I would say book a plane ticket and go to one of these countries and live there, if that's really your desire. But that's not this place. That's not America. It's not the majesty of this country. It's not what we're about. This is not a third world country. But yet, friends, we're headed that way. If you took a snapshot today of many of our great cities, I'll tell you what, we would look no different than the poorest of poorest countries out there. We would look no different than countries that are poorer than hell and that are dotted throughout Africa and in Central America and all over the world, in the Middle East. We would look no different. So how does that make you feel today? Do you feel proud of the majesty of America? It's a flippin' joke is what it is, I'll tell you. Shame on we the people for allowing this to happen. The politicians, that's an easy one. Vote them the hell out of office. But for the rest of you, figure it out real quick. That's the topic today, friends, on The Voice of a Nation. The loss of a once golden state that is now barely staying onto a tarnished bronze.
Listen to Malcolm, The Voice of a Nation, on iHeartRadio or our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. Calizuela. Well, this woman here that I'll introduce you now wrote an article about that, actually did a show about it, and is very passionate about it, because she is someone that has lived in California many years, was raised there all her life, in fact. But recently, in recent times, in recent years, packed up and left. Their husband has said, we have had enough. In fact, there's a hell of an exodus happening out of California, quite frankly. We'll take a look at those population numbers and talk about that in a moment as well. But welcome on Linda Martinelli, please. Linda's an entrepreneur. She's an owner, president, Proforma Graphic Print Source. She's been a great voice here at America Out Loud, as you know already, a weekly columnist and a host of Talking While Married with Dr. Ron Martinelli. This dynamic couple is America Out Loud. They are definitely part of this fabric. And so this is a conversation we talked about having for a while. Calizuela, you wrote the column, you did the show, Linda, so on and so forth. So listen, I have a hard time blaming the politicians when they really are dumb. Okay. I mean, I just, this is the people that you're electing to office. These are the people you continue to vote into office. These are the people they want representing them. But I'll tell you where I blame the fault. I definitely put the fault on we the people, because the power is always with the people. So for the life of me, the one thing I have not been able to figure out, and I just have not been able to get my mind around this, and I keep thinking over the past 10 years that this is going to change back for the good, because I think of all the people I know out there, and I think of the time I spent out there, and I say to myself, wow. Well, clearly the people are not going to tolerate this. And then I see the next video or the next television show or the next program of the insight or deep dive into California, say, well, wow. Well, clearly the people are going to change that. And I've been saying that for probably 10 years. And now I'm here with you today. And I would say, wow, the people got their head up their ass. And what would you say, Ms. Martinelli?
Oh, I absolutely agree with that. I do blame the politicians too, but I also blame the people. But here's what happens, Malcolm. The people in California, and by the way, you're right, I grew up in California, lived in California all my life, happen to be in California right now as I speak to you.
Because you still have business there, you do, right? You go back and forth. Yeah. But yeah. I mean, you live in another area of the country. I mean, you left literally. What was it, a couple years ago, Linda?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It became a point, Malcolm, where just morally and ethically, my husband and I could not tolerate what was happening in the state of California anymore. And it was just our way to make a stand. We had gone to the politicians. We had spoken to our congressmen. We had spoken to our local legislators. And what we found was that they really have no voice anymore. California is a supermajority Democratic state. And the Republicans just have no voice. If they bring anything at all to the table in the legislature, it is just put down. It's never even brought in front of the Congress. So they really have no voice. All that they can possibly do is try to use the media to get word out, and you know how that works. So
Let me ask you this now. Any state in this country, and I will make the statement right now, any state in this country would absolutely love to have a Linda and Dr. Ron Martinelli as residents. There's not a doubt in my mind. Because you are entrepreneurial, you have businesses, you pay taxes, you are a product of America. And so any state would just like welcome arms and say, come on in. And I mean, for real. So the fact that you had to leave California, here's what I want to zone in on a minute before we leave. You talk about, you know, when I talked about being activists, participants, as residents of the area, you have to be activists, you have to be involved. And so you were doing that, you're saying, over a period of time. And you were going to the legislators. And I know you do that. I know both of you do that. So that does not surprise me in the least. So,
we went to our congressman.
And what would they say? Did they tell you how to make change, or did they tell you like they throw their arms up? What was their answer back?
They actually did throw their arms up, and they said, we have no voice. There's nothing we can do because the conservatives have absolutely no say in California anymore.
So how do they get a voice back, Linda? How do they get a voice back? Well, so what would that take over? They have to get back to Sacramento, right?
They have to get the votes to get enough of them. And that's to your point, that if people just keep voting in these same type of politicians, they're going to get the same results. And you know what has happened over time in California is the politicians have taken no care of the infrastructure in California, no care of the forestry or the watersheds or the things that are important to people.
You're talking about the politicians, haven't?
The politicians, right. So, you know, they vote on the stupidest things like, you know, let's take care of this frog and we won't bring any water to the valley where all the farming is done. California has more than 400 animal and plant commodities, more than any other state, and they let them die because of a frog that they want to protect. It's just stupid politics. They listen to the tree huggers and they don't protect the forests and they don't clear the forests. And then we have devastating wildfires here.
Linda, why do they do that? Do you know why they do that?
Well, they're wrongheaded, Malcolm. They believe.
But what is wrongheaded? Let's dissect a minute. What does wrongheaded mean? And what I want to ask you is this. When you went to those politicians and you said the conservatives don't have a voice or whatever, okay, so what kind of America do they see? Why don't they see what we see, Linda? What is the deal with that?
Malcolm, I honestly don't understand that because I've watched this happen my whole life. I've watched them not take care of the environment, even though what they are thinking they are doing is taking care of the environment. It actually has the opposite effect. So when California just had torrential rains this year, finally, after long years of drought, where did all the water go? Straight to the ocean. It didn't go anywhere to contain it for future use for Californians because they have dams that were authorized to be fixed 20 years ago by the Army Corps of Engineers, and they still have not even started those projects. What have they started? A bullet train to nowhere. They just make the most wrong
Linda,
decisions.
Listen, are they dumb? Or do they not care? Or do they want to kill America? Which of the three do you think it is? It's got to be one of those three, hon. It's got to be one of those three.
I wish that I knew the answer. I think that they are just totally misinformed, and they take the wrong directions. They release the criminals back into society to re-victimize.
But how can that be misinformed? That doesn't make sense, Linda. When you say they're misinformed, that would mean that they really had some bad information or they didn't quite see what was there. But back to the criminal part you just said, when they're doing this or doing that, there has to be another motive here. What's the motive? I mean, they're either dumb, they don't care, or they hate America. I mean, what's the other option? It can't be misinformed.
I don't know what the answer is. I know what the results of what they are doing is to the people. And for my husband and I, what it was the releasing of all the felons, the prosecuting of police officers in the state, and handcuffing them from doing their job, from arresting people, decriminalizing crimes. I mean, they leave the people really in California just out to dry here with all of these things that they're doing. They're not taking care of the homeless. They overregulate the businesses, and they, you know, have all of these environmental laws that really drive businesses out of California and drive people out of California and raise the prices on everything like gas.
Well, like gas. I mean, a gallon of gas is crazy prices out there.
It's almost $5.
It's insane.
And you know, the idea was that this money, this extra money, is mm-hmm. to fix our roads. Well, I've got to tell you, being in California, as I speak to you now, I have never seen such bad roads in any state that I travel in, and never so much in California as I see now. It is just full of potholes. I mean, I'm avoiding them every which way I go on the freeways.
So they're they're not even doing basic road management, you're saying? I mean,
Where does the money go in the state? It is totally mismanaged, and here's where it goes. It goes $33 billion to educating and feeding and housing and so forth of illegals, right? Because we are a sanctuary state in California.
Wow.
Just voted this week to now give all illegal aliens medical care. So now the people of California who are working, some of who are living in RVs themselves in front of their Google or Facebook offices because they can't afford housing, mm-hmm. Are now paying for all the medical care for the illegals. It's just crazy, wrongheaded thinking. I don't know why they want to spend all this money on people who really bring them nothing to the state, that are coming in droves because of the sanctuary state policies. I don't know why they would want to allow the homeless people. Let's take Los Angeles, 55,000 homeless people on the streets. Mm-hmm. We have a disaster of medieval diseases resurfacing. We have typhus. We have bubonic plague. We have hepatitis. We have all kinds of things happening because of the rats and the food and the feces and the fleas that are occurring in all these homeless communities. We even had 6 officers get typhoid fever in the Los Angeles Police Department office that is nearest there to Skid Row. I mean, it's just crazy, Malcolm, what is happening in this state. And they brag that they have a budget of $24 billion, one of the largest economies in the world. Where is that money for the people? Where is the road fixing? Where is the infrastructure fixing? Where is the moving these homeless out? I just don't understand where that money is going and what they are thinking and what they are doing. But you're absolutely right. There is an exodus of people out of California finding other states. And I have so many friends and also my own family who have left and who are leaving. Just got a call yesterday from another police officer who is actually going to be moving right down the street from us to where we live. Came out, looked at the area, loved it. And you know, just people want to leave because they really can't tolerate this anymore. And in California, one thing that the Congress told me, which really made me, a congressman told me at the time, that made me very, very down at that time, was that our legislature in California hates small business. They only like big business. Small business is the engine of America.
Yeah, for sure.
They want nothing to do with it. So they really put a lot of pressure on small businesses here, you know, by raising the minimum wages, by lots of different taxes and fees that you have to pay for everything. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very difficult to do business in California. So lots of companies have and are in the process of moving out.
Really, there had always been a great migration to California. In fact, it was known that since the days of the gold rush, people wanted to get to California for a lot of reasons. I mean, it really was a beautiful market. And that all changed in 2015. Things have started to decline in 2015. And according to the U.S. Census here, about approximately 38,000 more people left California than entered it in 2018. Now, that was, again, that was the several straight years in a row that there was a negative effect. There was a net migration to California is in the negative. And it's a trend that experts are saying are speeding up now. This thing is speeding up. And this is really since the 2014-2015 that net migration has fallen. I mean, it's fallen. So the population is, there's a, you know, so you get less people paying taxes, less people involved, like you say, Linda, in the community. And so the exodus is real. People are definitely leaving the state, and they're leaving for higher ground because they can't handle it. Back to the rest of the we the people. And at times, Linda, I hear people say, like, there's some really cool people out there, and there's some great conservative type people out there, but I just don't know what kind of people that are in these Democratic communities, what sort of a life they envision for their families and their kids, and what they see that we don't see that might be attractive to having drugs and homeless people and total chaos on the streets. Why would that be an attraction to these people? And there's a lot of money in California, clearly. And as you say, it's one of the largest economies in the world. That's based on pure number of people and the fact that it's a large state.
That the economy has gone up under President Trump. It's not that it's gone up under the Democratic leadership in the state of California, but since President Trump has really made such an impact on the economy in the country, that has also affected California too, because everybody's businesses are doing well. That could change your heartbeat, though, with the next election.
So, it does. Yeah. Never mind, it can. It will. It does change. I mean, I don't know what point, but we have things in this country called recessions. It does happen. It's going to happen at some point, but we don't always stay at that one level. You know, it's very cyclical in nature, our economy is. So you have to prepare for that. And when that happens, you're right. California, they're going to really feel the pain more than others at that point. What would it take, Linda? The obvious is the obvious. I guess, first of all, let me ask you this first. Do you sense any feeling? Do you get any feeling in you that the tide is turning? We know there's a tipping point in everything. Do you get a sense at all that the tipping point is becoming more and more real, and that that effect will tip over now and the we the people will rise in California? Is there anything that gives you that indication, that hope, that promise that that could change?
I have to honestly say no, not at this time. I see pockets of it, but I don't see enough of it. And I talk to a lot of people. I mean, it's just one of the things that I do. I ask a lot of questions, and people still seem very disengaged. They don't know all the things that you and I are talking about right now. They just are disengaged. And
they must be totally disengaged to not know. They must not even leave their homes then to see what the hell's going on in the city.
The media is dishonest about what's happening. And when they put things out for a vote, I actually think that there's a vote this day on raising property taxes in Los Angeles to help the schools, which is just such a bogus. I mean, they do this every election. And so with Proposition 13, where property taxes got lowered, now they're going to find ways to,
Their point is they tax the rich, tax the rich. That's the repeated cry coming out of California. In fact, they have more millionaires in California than any other state. So they believe that that's, but how they even stay there, I don't even understand that, Linda. They obviously are living in isolated communities and can seem to drive by the tent cities quick enough not to pay attention to it, I guess. But here's another alarming stat for you. The top 5% or less of California taxpayers pay more than 90% of the state in all taxes, local, state, and federal. How's that?
Well, absolutely. And what I was going to say about this election today, they will vote this in to raise property taxes because there are more voters who are not paying property taxes than are. So they just decide for the people who have the money that they're going to pay more for them. And that's how it works anymore. Los Angeles had over 1 million voters on their voting rolls who weren't even eligible to vote. Mm-hmm. And were it not for, activists looking into that, that would have continued. So, you know, the people really have to change their voting in California to make a difference. And the problem is that they're no longer, it's such a lopsided economy anymore with the people that are paying taxes are outnumbered by the people that are not. Where is the chance for anybody to make a change? Because if those people who are not paying the taxes are voting, mm-hmm. then they're always going to vote for their entitlements, and nobody that is paying taxes is going to really even have a say anymore. And that's where it's gotten to, and that is what scares me.
Let's talk about the psyche of the politicians there, the psyche. I'm really fascinated by the psyche of these people. I'm truly fascinated by it because I'm wondering myself now, this is the way I think, Linda, is how do they sleep at night? Or okay, maybe, well, maybe I rephrase that. When they put their head on their pillow in the evening, do they have a clear conscience? Do they feel like they've done a good job? Do they feel like they're doing the best that they can? Are the what kind of a fight are these people on? And you know, the other thing that comes to my mind, and I mean, it's a quasi-semi-serious point. I qualified that in asterisk people, but I'm just wondering, Linda, is it possible? I mean, nothing else makes sense at this point, but do you think that maybe many of those state politicians and legislators, do you think they're high by chance? Are they on drugs potentially? I don't know. Are they high? Are they on the weed or something? Or
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. I think that they sleep just fine.
You
and
do?
I think that they have a mentality that what they are doing is
good.
Whole kumbaya. Good.
But good for who? Good for who? Good for
That's
who?
That's just it. They're so wrong that it's just going to lead to the demise of the state. And it will be, in a number of years, it will be Calizuela. Because when you have a sanctuary state and you're drawing all these people to your state and you're paying their medical and paying, I don't get free medical. I don't know about you,
but
why should they get free medical? They don't even belong in the state. So we're paying for the schools. We're paying for.
And now they're offering that to everybody, you say, right? The free medical, I guess.
Yeah. It's not for everybody. It's they gave it to the illegals in a vote this week, which they always do in the dead of night. Then you have a governor who, you know, 11 times the people of California voted to keep the death penalty. And he decided that he didn't know how to tell his daughter that we had a death penalty. So he discontinued that. Where is the voice of the people? The people have no right here anymore because they voted one way and the governor can just arbitrarily say, I don't like that decision you all made, so I'm going to change it.
Unless their brains have been hijacked by another planet somewhere or some human species of alien. There's been a lot of news about UFOs. Maybe they've been transplanted UFOs or something, potentially.
Well, you know, if the
I don't know.
California is bragging about that they have $24 billion, here's a suggestion for them. Take about $5 billion of that and get rid of all this homeless problem all over and clean up the streets and let the businesses run. In the city of Los Angeles, there's 8,000 backed up calls just for picking up trash, which is all over the streets. And by the way, the city raised the trash fees for all the business owners, yet they can't get their trash picked up. So it's all over the streets. It's causing the rat problem. So take some money and clean that up. Then take another $5 or $10 billion and start addressing the mental health problems of people in California so that we can get those people off the streets, which will also help this homeless problem. And then take the rest of that money and start cleaning up the infrastructure and the roads and the water retention problems that we have and clear off the forest land so that we don't have these devastating wildfires, which just took the homes of so many people in paradise. And there is the money that the taxpayers have paid that they are entitled to get these services. But where is that money going? It's going to servicing people that don't even belong in this country. I do not understand that mentality. And it was those things, Malcolm, and it was the releasing of the criminals and the decriminalizing things like child prostitution. Now they want to decriminalize mushrooms so that they can have those to get high on as well as the marijuana.
Well, that's a piece of this as well. I do believe that there are a lot of people that are wanting to get the whole country high. You're seeing this happen in a lot of communities all over the place. Legalize everything because that's it. Live free, right? Just let it all hang out. That's the mentality, Linda, you know?
Well, because you can control people that way.
I think so. I don't know any other answer for you. And well, obviously, we can't control the politicians. You lay out a very compelling case just now, really striking. I'm very pleased you just threw all those bullet points out there in your mind about these are things we can do because that was that would have been my question. How do we fix this thing? So the next question becomes, so you have a game plan. There's the game plan. There's the money. How do we take the money? How do we divvy it up? How do we get it done? And like you say, fix some of those basic potholes would be nice. So you don't need a front end alignment every month would even be a joy because as a taxpayer, that would really fry my goat, I have to tell you. You know, so back to this change, you don't see anything changing, though, you're saying, because I've asked you that question pointedly, and you don't get the sense that we, the people, are at the tipping point yet. And I'm curious, we'll find out with our panel if they think differently on that tipping point, because I don't really know. I haven't been out there in some time. And, you know, I almost moved out there, Linda, a couple of times.
Don't do it, Malcolm.
Oh, not now. No, this is a few years back. Yeah, I'm not, I don't, you know, living in a tent does not excite me, and I don't want to see other people living in tents either. And no disrespect to the tent community or the people who manufacture them, but typically I use a tent to go camping if I was going to go camping, you see, you know, right? Not to live in as a, you know, as a home. And it's sad. And it's sad. These people, I think anybody is sad when you see the plight of real people. And some of these are veterans. Some of them are really good, upstanding Americans who need a hand. But they're mixed in with the crowd of illegals and drug traffickers and people that are just being hoodlums out there.
Linda, and a lot of mental illness.
And mental, well, that's a big piece of it, too. And I think your politicians are right on the side of the mental illness problem, quite frankly, with all due respect. If they're not high, then they are mental. Okay? There's no doubt in my mind. You know, if I, can I say that to you? You know?
Well, yeah, I think that the state is going very socialistic. They just had a MoveOn.org debate, Democratic presidential candidate debate, put on by MoveOn.org, George Soros. I mean, what is going on in this state?
I don't get it.
Shameful.
I mean, they see something different we're not seeing, obviously. And it's sad. And the problem is we're seeing this ripple effect from a lot of those great California cities now that are really starting to get into the rest of the country. It really is becoming a Calizuela kind of thing. I just, it's hard for any good, decent, loving American to really draw any other conclusion than to think that, you know, they either want to kill the country they hate, or they, you know, love this sort of a thing, or they are so infatuated with their power that they're just willing to destroy this magnificent state and what it stands for. It's either that or all the people that have the means to change it or have blinders on or are not paying attention, or maybe they are an illegal species, an alien force that's come in here. I don't know what they are, but they certainly can't be what we are, Linda. That's not possible. So this is a problem. Calizuela. I mean, you hear friends, you hear Linda Martinelli there. And, you know, this is somebody who, you know, has put the good fight out there. And she's got answers because that's the way they are. That's who she is. And she's got answers back, as a lot of people probably do, but they're not being heard. So they left the state, sadly. And I just shared with you, the exodus is profound of the people that are leaving California. And again, it's tarnished. It's not a golden state anymore. I think the problem beyond that too is this has gone way beyond the California borders, because it's impacting cities everywhere, people, from coast to coast. We're being impacted. The great American city is no longer at this point. They're becoming an urban shitholes is what they're becoming. And it's sad. It's not a joke. And then at the same time, they want to legalize all the drugs and marijuana and get everybody high. And then you want to just tax the rich and the people who are working hard. And, you know, where's an end to all this? Where does it end? And where are we, the people, the voices? And how can you tolerate this? I pray to God that Californians stand up. I will pray tonight again that Californians will stand up and take the state back. And they will grab on to what's theirs and eject those policies and those politicians. It's almost that you don't have the words for this one. Almost.
The silent majority has spoken. We say, let the silent voices be heard. You can be the voice of change. Contact our producer at liberty@americaoutloud.com. Liberty@AmericaOutloud.com.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
On to our panel of voices, friends, and it is Jules Jones is here. She's a political activist, and she's an entrepreneur, a small business owner, making a difference and becoming a voice here at America Out Loud. Arnetta Notkin, 30 years working on Wall Street, and she's a producer and commentator here at America Out Loud. Both reside in the state of California. There's an exodus happening there. People are definitely leaving. I just pointed out the U.S. Census Bureau since 2014, 2015, that's been happening here. So in the past few years, that's kind of the tipping point. Now, the question becomes, when does that tipping point really happen, that it begins to get people engaged to see how problem? Now, Jules, I asked that question to Linda, and she does not think we're near the tipping point there. Now, she goes back and forth all the time. She's got businesses there and what have you. She doesn't think, now, I've been hoping and praying that we're closer to the tipping point where Californians and Americans will stand up and say, this is insanity. This is crazy stuff. We're not going to participate in this. You're out of here. What do you say?
I would have to agree with her. You know, we have lost control. You know, just living here, I actually live in Hollywood, California. So I live right in the where all the tourism is. And I see people that walk down the street, they're excited, they're with their families. I see them in the morning, and I may see that same person again with disappointment in their eyes. The streets smell like urine. There are tent cities everywhere. It is not the kind of place that you say, oh, welcome to my town. You don't feel good being here. It's sad.
Jules, how are you able to call it home? Talk to me.
I want it for my area so badly. I want it to improve, you know, but there is a certain point where you go, what am I doing? I mean, when I'm walking to acupuncture and I have to walk on the street, I have the choice of walking in traffic or walking through tents. Reality sets in, you know? I mean, this is dangerous.
Have you given thought in your own mind seriously about an exit strategy yourself? I'm just curious.
Absolutely. I mean, I was in Florida for Thanksgiving this year. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, you know, I got off the plane and all of a sudden, you know, it was the air, it was your roads. And I thought, now this is beautiful, but I was angry. I was immediately angry when I got off the plane, because with the taxes I'm paying, with the rent I'm paying, with the cost of living, I thought, you know, why am I living in such filth? This is not how I want to live my life.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, God bless you, Jules. I feel that pain with what you say. And then stepping off the plane, I mean, I totally get that. I totally do. And I'm thinking in my mind that you are going to be another future Linda Martinelli. You're going to take your, no pun intended, but you're going to take your Jules and you're leaving the state because as she did. And they left when they left. They took all, I mean, they are very productive Americans. You want those people in your community, just as you, because we're the gift of America. You know, we are America. I mean, Arnetta, we lay out a pretty compelling case here. Now, what I've been asking basically is this: I have a really unbelievably difficult time. This program is more difficult for me than to talk about foreign policy and talking about planet Earth and about everything else, because it's so illogical in my mind. So when I say that, you know, what is the outrage? Where is the outrage? Where's the tipping point? And the politicians, when I ask if they're all high, or, you know, and of course that sounds funny, but, or do they not care? Or are they trying to kill America? Or, I mean, there's got to be a motive there somewhere. And I try to understand that motive. Do you have any idea?
Yes, Malcolm, they see it. Yes, they've actually planned it. And if you don't believe me, go to Google and research the New World Order goals, or go and research the 8 rules for radicals. It is a checklist of exactly what has happened here in California, right down to the health care, the poverty, the debt, the education, the religion, and the class warfare. Just go look for yourself.
Yeah.
And there's no help coming. Mm-hmm. We don't have a voice because of voter fraud. We're not going to be able to have an effect on the 2020 elections because we have no voice. Our voice has been shut down in California.
So and how do we change help, that? How do we change it?
Well, every single one of them. And this has been a strategic plan for years and decades. And this plan is the same plan that they have for the rest of the country. They already, and I will say, own 15 states in this country. Mm-hmm. And those states, are, unless there's an intervention, will be California. And then they own the voting process of 11 other states. Mm-hmm. So they've got partial control of additional 11 states. So unless there's an intervention, lawsuits, but lawsuits take a long time. There is no answer for California without help from outside of California. Wow. And they want the Martinellis of California to leave.
I see.
That's their goal because they can control the rest of us.
Yeah, very interesting. And yet there are a lot of people still out there like that, Jules, who have money and who have the wherewithal to assist and help. And yet if they continue to leave the state, there's going to be less and less of that. And there'll be nobody there to pay those taxes to get that 90 some odd percent off of. And then where are they then? So they're at the beginning of a real turning point in California. You're not seeing any hope or any light at the end of this tunnel at all, Jules, are you?
I'm really not. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of noise from politicians. I mean, they've turned into the new rock stars. I mean, every time you turn on the television, they're talking about how wonderful they are and how cool they are and how great they are. It's not great. Nothing here is great. They bragged about swapping out our plastic straws and now they're handing out syringes. Really? I mean, that's how you want to live? You think that's a really great idea? Now you've got children that are having to step over these needles and you've got homeless everywhere. Yeah. Take a look at what you have here. It's a mess.
Yeah. These people are, which we refer to, you're saying radicals, they're obviously part of some sort of an evil force. I mean, I can't imagine, like, these people, they have kids, right? They have children, they have families or something, or people they care about. I mean, that's how they want to leave this thing. There's something we're missing here. There's a disconnect. I can't grab this story here at all. There's something we're missing because it is so un-American. What is the game plan for them, Jules? What do they really want to do? I mean, how do they benefit from destroying what was there?
They're pocketing a lot of this money. I mean, you know, they're designing the contracts. They've got their suppliers. They've got people that are, you know, glad handing all day long. I mean, you look at how the businesses work around here. I mean, how in the world would Nancy Pelosi be a millionaire to such a degree that she is, and Feinstein too? It's obvious to me that they're living on a totally different level than we are.
Yeah.
And you ask, you know, what makes us stay? Well, for the longest time, I used to brag about the fact that I could go to the beach, I could go to the desert, I could go to the mountains, right, all within an hour. I mean, look at how beautiful this place is. And I couldn't wait for people to come and visit. I'm not like that anymore. Mm. I'm embarrassed. The word that you used, embarrassed, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't live there and I'm embarrassed, I have to tell you truthfully. And back to what you say, Arnetta, well, then we need help. Well, at that point, I don't know who's going to be left there to help. And when people say, I know what you're saying, build a wall around it or wall it in or this or that, people have become very tired of the conversation. And of course, the political elites out there who are running for president have added to that craziness. And on a national scale now, I'm talking about. And they see all the sound bites and the stuff they're spewing out there in the campaign. And people start to connect the dots, Arnetta, and they just think California is whacked out, that the people are just out of control there somehow. But
well, they are. The politicians are. There may not be hope for California, but if there isn't, I mean, there's a large group that still believes in it. They're fighting for it. Wow. There's groups one after the other, and they're up against, seriously, they're in the Alamo and they're surrounded and we're running short of ammo.
Yeah.
So the question is, If California falls, what happens to the rest of the country? Because believe me, they're coming after the other states.
Well, it's already happening. I mean, when you say what happens to the rest of the country, you're right in the sense that it's already happening.
Yes.
I mean, the great American city, it's a decline. It's on the decline. All of our urban cities, they're a mess, a mess.
Yes.
I mean, in Portland and Seattle and New Orleans and Chicago, you just pick your poison. They are a mess. They're a disaster.
And yeah. They're doing it for a reason, Malcolm. It is a long-term strategic plan of the globalists, of the progressives, for this one world governance. I know people don't want to hear it, but if they don't wake up, this country is going to be turned into a third world country governed from Brussels.
Yeah, it may
be. Plain and simple. That's what's happening.
I mean, the decline of what we're looking at right now is beyond sad. It's sickening. I mean, it's destructive. It's un-American. It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit people. It just truly doesn't work here. I think I'm seeing this more and more. This is a problem we're going to need to continue to take on here on this platform, on the Voice of a Nation, because, you know, the gutting out of our American cities is not a casual conversation. It will permeate from there into the suburban markets and to the rural markets, and it will get you where you're at, people. It is an effect that does that. It does not stay where it is. It will permeate out from there, and it will impact you in Dakota and in Iowa and in the farmlands and in Texas. It will get you in all those markets. Believe me. It's a conversation where you really don't have the words for it. You don't quite know what to say next. You want to end on a positive note, or understand that, you know, there's got to be something positive to say, or there's an answer for it. You know, I'm a problem solver, so I'm always looking for the answer. What's the answer to the problem, right? We're problem solvers here. We want to fix things. We want to put justice where there's injustice. We want to right the wrongs. I get that. Yeah, that's me. It's what I do. What we do here together. How do we do that with California? And how do we do that with all of our great cities, actually? It's not just California. It's already in. So I see all these cities. I see what's going on. It's widespread now, what's happening here. And they're being decimated by radical, far-left urban policies that are beyond the scope, beyond the pale. They don't fit with what we want our America to look like. I know all of you listen and feel that way. I know there's nobody that's that whacked out listening to this program, because you wouldn't be listening to this program if you were that whacked out. So the rest of you have got to, we got to figure this out together, because it's going to impact us. We can't just say it's not going to happen, that forget California, block it off. That's not the answer. Blocking off any great city or state is not the answer. But we've got to get the ruling class out of there. If there's ever been a time, friends, it's now. It's time to get involved, get loud.